The National Archives podcast series, an introduction to the fifth tranche of colonial administration records, presented by Daniel Guilfoyle.
Today, the 26th of April 2013, the National Archives is releasing to the public the fifth tranche of the migrated archive of the former Colonial Office. The migrated archive consists of files maintained by colonial governments which were sent to the Colonial Office in London during the period immediately prior to independence. This tranche comprises material which originated in Ceylon, now Sri Lanka, Kenya, Nigeria, Northern Rhodesia, now Zambia, Nyasaland, now Malawi, Sierra Leone, Malta, Mauritius, New Hebrides, Palestine, now Israel and parts of Jordan, and Singapore. All the files in the fifth tranche, as in the previous tranches, are listed on Discovery, our online catalogue, in series FCO 141. Much of the material complements files already held by the National Archives in the relevant series of original correspondence. In this regard, there is overlap in terms of the subjects covered and some duplication of individual documents. Apart from the case of Ceylon, the files have been given brief titles indicating the subject matter. These have been included in the National Archives online catalogue and they enable the identification of files on the catalogue by keyword searching and browsing. The National Archives has also provided online guides which group the files in subject areas following the non-standard registration systems used by the colonial governments. By 1815, the island of Ceylon was under British administration, a state of affairs which lasted until 1948, when Ceylon became an independent dominion within the British Commonwealth. This release includes approximately 160 files on Ceylon, dating from 1897 to 1948, which are additional to material released in the third and fourth tranches. Many of the files do not have individual descriptive titles and are merely labelled as dispatches arranged by type of dispatch, originator, and date. This means that documents relating to particular topics can only be identified by examining the files themselves. The National Archives has, however, produced a short guide to these records, which is available online. The material consists largely of correspondence between the Secretary of State in London and the colonial governor. It relates to many aspects of the administration of Ceylon, but approximately 60 of the files concern the Salisbury Commission on Constitutional Reform, which paved the way for the independence of Ceylon. By 1905, the territory which became known as Kenya was under the administration of the Colonial Office. An insurgency against colonial rule, which became known as the Mau Mau Rebellion, began in Kenya during 1952. The colonial government responded by declaring a state of emergency, which lasted until 1960. Kenya became an independent member of the Commonwealth in 1963 and a republic in 1965. A further 160 files on Kenya are now released, in addition to material in the first and fourth tranches. Most of the material dates from the 1950s and includes agenda, minutes and memoranda of the Executive Council, War Council and Council of Ministers. There are some files on Mau Mau activity and a number on prominent individuals. Britain held a colony at Lagos from the 1860s, but the modern colony of Nigeria was formed in 1914 from the amalgamation of northern and southern Nigeria. The Federation of Nigeria became an independent state within the Commonwealth in 1960. Over 400 files are released here. The majority date from the 1950s and relate to constitutional developments in the run-up to independence. Other files concern regional government and a 1961 plebiscite in Cameroons, which led to the incorporation of northern Cameroons into Nigeria, as well as general matters of administration. There are 20 volumes of confidential governor's dispatches dating from 1893 to 1910, largely on defence and military matters. In 1953, Northern Rhodesia and Nyasaland, crown colonies of the United Kingdom, joined with Southern Rhodesia to form the Federation of Rhodesia and Nyasaland. The Federation was dissolved at the end of 1963, with Nyasaland becoming the independent state of Malawi and Northern Rhodesia the Republic of Zambia. The fifth tranche includes approximately 540 files on Northern Rhodesia and a further 110 on Nyasaland. The Northern Rhodesian material includes Executive Council agendas, minutes and papers previously not held by the National Archives from 1926 through to independence. Other files concern constitutional developments during the 1950s and preparations for the dissolution of the Federation. These include material relating to the 1960 Monckton Advisory Commission on the review of the constitution of Rhodesia and Nyasaland. Sierra Leone, one of the earliest of Britain's African colonies, became an independent member of the Commonwealth in 1961. This release comprises some 55 files, mostly dating from the 1950s. Several deal with constitutional matters, but there are also some files on security and political activity, including riots and strikes which took place in Freetown during 1955. Britain held Malta as a colony from the early 19th century. Its central position in the Mediterranean meant that it was of great strategic importance, and this continued to be the case during the Second World War, the period from which many of the 750 files released here date. This material is an addition to the 1,000 files which were released in the third tranche. A significant number deal with matters of defence and security, with further material on propaganda and censorship. The release includes several files on the internment of enemy aliens. Mauritius was ceded to Britain in 1914 in terms of the Treaty of Paris. It became an independent state within the Commonwealth in 1968. The files in this release mostly date from the period between the end of the Second World War and independence. The material deals with constitutional developments and proposals, including papers of the Constitutional Conference of 1965. Included are files on defence, security and intelligence, as well as more general economic and social topics. New Hebrides, a Pacific Island territory, was administered jointly as a condominium by the British and French up to its independence as Vanuatu in 1980. The 240 files released here date mainly from the 1960s and 1970s. They deal with a variety of subjects, including constitutional matters, land policy and affairs, aviation, and more general administrative topics. 39 files on Palestine mostly date from the 1940s, before Britain withdrew from the territory in 1948. The files concern a variety of administrative matters, including railways and church property. Two files concern repairs to the Basilica of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem. The island of Singapore fell under British administration, initially by way of the East India Company, from the early 19th century. In 1959, changes to the constitution conferred internal self-government, and in 1963, Singapore became a member state of Malaysia and a separate independent state in 1965. Approximately 440 files are released here, most of them dating from the 1940s and 1950s. Apart from files on constitutional developments, there are a number of political intelligence reports, mostly originating from joint and local intelligence committees. Among a variety of topics, other files concern the Southeast Asia Treaty Organization and related organizations.
This podcast was recorded on the 18th of April 2013 at the National Archives, Kew. This podcast is copyright the National Archives. All rights reserved.